Okay. Amendment 15 is the third of the three civil rights amendments. 13 eliminates slavery in the United States, makes it illegal. 14 challenges the black codes and gains black people their citizenship rights. 15 tries to make the situation long-term so that in 1870, the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Okay, what happens here is that the Constitution, the ratification of 15, tries to enshrine this power of equality for black people to vote. But the problem is that as soon as troops leave the South, with the end of Reconstruction, when troops leave, what you're left with is, again, Southern laws. And Southern laws find ways to go around Amendment 15. In essence, what the Southern states did is they didn't challenge 15, the right to vote. What they did is they put up huge roadblocks for people to register. So in order to get into the voting booth, you have to first register. Well, if you can't register if you're black, then you don't get into the voting booth, you're not able to vote, and you're technically not denying the 15th Amendment. So how did they keep people from registering? All sorts of ways. There were poll taxes, so you had to pay in order to register. There was the concept of registration to begin with. I talked to people that lived in the South under the laws that prevented registration. Sometimes they would say that black people would have to know how many bricks in a courthouse wall. Well, how many? Nobody knows. How many seeds in a watermelon? There were certain days of the week in which black people could register, just on certain days, maybe one day a month or 2 days a month, and they had to be with a white person in order to get registered. So all of these roadblocks kept blacks from registering in the South, thus kept them from voting, which in essence never brought the 15th Amendment into play. So in reality, 13, 14, and 15 of the three, 13 did end slavery. 14 was a sham, no citizenship rights. 15 was a sham, no voting rights. One other thing I want to mention about this too. If you look at it, in the Declaration of Independence and the idea of equality in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you would think that people, that a part of that would be the right to vote. Well, 15 says the right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the U.S. or any state on account of race. It doesn't say anything about sex. So in 1870, women still couldn't vote. The 15th Amendment didn't take on the issue of women voting. That didn't come until 1919 with the ratification of the 19th Amendment.